Whether it be Jazz, Utes, Cougars, or Aggies. Ow! We're breaking down the teams you're passionate about.
Thank you.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Welcome back, 97.5, 12 into the Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Happy post-Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving meal and a beautiful Thanksgiving day. Man, the weather was perfect. I know that a lot of people out there probably had to cancel their plans like I did. I was really sad. Mom and Dad were supposed to come. Two sisters were supposed to come from California, my brother and his entire family. coming down from Idaho and had to cancel all the plans. So we had just a small family gathering, but still had that amazing smoked turkey. We had every single side you could think of. Sweet potato casserole, the sweet potatoes with the crisped up marshmallows. We had the green bean casserole, had cream corn. Cream corn has become an absolute necessity on my Thanksgiving plate. Just some of that really thick, creamy milk and butter, and the cream corn has become one of my favorites. Mashed potatoes. I'm not really a mashed potato on Thanksgiving Day. If somebody said, what do you need to take off your plate? It might be the Thanksgiving mashed potatoes, because I can have mashed potatoes all the time. Take the mashed potatoes off, but man, the sweet potato casserole. And then we had an amazing strawberry-coated cheesecake. The razzleberry pie, I actually ended up eating three pieces of razzleberry pie after all was said and done. It was a great day in the Olsen household for Thanksgiving. I also want to remind you here on Black Friday, Bullfrog Spas has unheard of Black Friday pricing. Custom order the Bullfrog Spa of your dreams and save up to $6,000 off of MSRP on the popular A-Series models. You want a hot tub sooner? Well, you got a limited number of inventory spas that are available today only. That's Friday, November 27th. Today, and that's it. Visit the Bullfrog Factory stores in Salt Lake, Orem, Harriman, North Ogden, Layton, Springville, Logan, and Bluffdale. If you're looking for a great spa, you can find it at Bullfrog Spas. Hey, Bowler, Craig Bowlerjack, voice of the Utah Jazz, hanging out with us. Bowler, do you have a spa?
You know, I've been to Bullfrog, and I don't, sadly, surprisingly. I don't know they'd have to teach me, of course, all the protocol to drain, to fill, to cleanse, all the above. But I've been in plenty of hot tubs. Yes, sir.
So, Bowler, I don't know if you've ever heard about the Bullfrog Spa promo that Kurt Thomas ran, it would have been 10 years ago, called the Bubbling Tub of Love. I do remember
that going. I wonder if that's going to be continued to be aired on 1280. But yeah,
it was a one-off. I'm sure it was one and done.
How did that go?
It was a one-off, and it included me and John Lund in a hot tub with about five zone girls, and it was horribly uncomfortable. My aunt and uncle stopped by, and they were like, what are you doing in this hot tub with all these ladies? I'm all the way across the other side of the, they had this big hot tub, and I'm like, you know, just trying to stay tucked in the corner. Well, in an effort to not look like an idiot, because the hot tub was put out on State Street in downtown Salt Lake City, I put some tanner on. Because I'm like, I don't want to look like a farm boy, a country boy. So I put on some tanner, which promptly came off in the hot tub and showed up as brown bubbles that were popping around these girls. They were splashing the brown bubbles away, saying, ooh. And I didn't realize until I stood up and I looked like strawberries and cream.
You melted, right? That's basically what happened. You melted in the hot tub. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
Kurt, love the man. He's always been known to just, you know, try to maybe push the envelope a bit, yep. But the guy's a top salesman, man, no doubt.
He's a top salesman. But when he came to me, Buller, and said, how are you about this, Buller, this bubbling tub of love? And I'm up for anything, like, really. I mean,
sure.
I know how to control myself, and I know I can conduct myself in a good, honorable fashion. I was like,
sure.
Yeah, if it's making money, I'd love to pump this up. And
we didn't tell you not to put Tanner on there. So that's the one mistake.
Oh, man. Hey, Buller, before we jump into some of this jazz talk,
yeah,
I want to get your thoughts. We've got the match part three coming up.
Yeah.
How excited are you about this? This is exciting to me.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see Steph out there, and I've been watching. There are some highlights on, is it ESPN or somewhere, .com, I was looking last night or this morning, and watching Chuck Barkley swing the golf club, it's a bit erratic, to say the least. Now, look, my golf swing is nothing, okay? So let me just get that out there. But, you know, I'm not sure if Chuck, you know, there's like a survey of how far you think his longest drive will be, and I actually participated. I felt like he could probably punch it out there at least 200 yards. Others don't feel as comfortable with that. I think like 7% gave him a 300-yarder, which I'll tell you what, I'll do a cartwheel if he does that. But, you know, just to watch him and Steph and Peyton Manning, this will be fun. I don't know if they've got a kill button or what is it, Lloyd? You've got a dump button. I just wonder what the conversation will be throughout the day. So.
Yeah, it's going to get hot.
Keep that hand hovering over that dump button.
I'm not sure if Chuck's in great shape, Hans. What do you think? I think you know, he cut the weight, and I believe, you know, he's put on the COVID-20 or the 10 plus a few. So, yeah.
The large mound of pound the ground is what they're calling him through this golf tournament.
Yeah. But, you know, Steph Curry's good. You know, and Steph Curry can hit the ball. I'm sure Peyton Manning's got some stick, but we'll see how it turns out. It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, no question. That's going to be kicking off or teeing off here in about 40 minutes on TNT. So if you're out driving around, hitting up these Black Friday drills or deals, getting out to Bullfrog Spas or checking out some of the other incredible deals, make sure you're hitting that thing on record on your DVR because it is going to be a lot of fun. Great sporting event to go home and watch. How was your Thanksgiving, Buller? Did you have a good meal?
It was good. Yeah. We ate up. I was proud. You know, the guys are old enough now where they you know, aren't picky by any means. You know, like, I don't want that. No, man, you put anything out in front of you know, three guys, 29 and younger, then it's going to be a buzzsaw. That poor turkey didn't last long, you know. But, you know, my wife does a great job. Probably my favorite part is the stuffing, green bean casserole, hot rolls. What am I missing? Oh, the gravy this year, man, was out of sight. And I think probably after you and I finish this chat, I'm sitting here. I think I'm going to run into the kitchen and use a microwave to my best abilities, to be totally honest with you. Yeah, before someone else eats it. So,
tell you what, you've got so much to be proud of when you're talking about your son, DJ.
I hope
you let him get busy with this Thanksgiving meal because that guy has an incredible culinary touch.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. You know, he's got with three boys. You know, all three are different. It's an amazing thing. You know, same mom and dad, but yet three totally different ways of living life. But it's fun to watch every day. Still, even though they're out of the house, Hans, what you'll learn is they still, I think with phones and cars and, you know, all this stuff, they're zipping by once in a while and just kind of, you know, walking in the house with a buddy, a girl, lady friend, I think they want me to say now, not girlfriend, because that's just too much pressure. Nick's married. But DJ and Brody are still just you know, out there. But it's a hoot. I love the chaos, and I had a real tough time, man. You will too, adjusting. But they still hover, which is good. I like it.
Man, DJ's a catch. Any women out there that are listening right now, and they're interested. Look, if I was a woman, I would have called. Well,
you would have
called.
Well.
I don't want to make this.
You would have dragged him into the bubbling hot tub. Are you telling me that? What?
What? I'd have had DJ in that bubbling tub of love.
Oh man,
having me fix me some sides because that guy is a catch.
He
no
is
question.
Good. Yeah. He is. He's a good cook. He really is. He loves to invent, and the little culinary side of him is really impressive. I had no idea that he had that type of talent in him.
Craig Bowler, Jack, the play-by-play voice, the Utah Jazz. Donovan Mitchell just had a presser and said some interesting things. What stood out to you from that presser, Bowler?
Loved it. Are you going to play that?
Yes.
Did I see that on the tweet? Yeah.
Yep.
I'd say Jazz fans, Jazz Nation, listen in. He's beyond his years, 24. But, man, I'd say I like the way, again, Hans, he handles himself. You know, he talks openly about the fifth year, about the opt-out. He openly talks about his leadership. He openly talks about his, I think, his future in this league as a leader. As we're looking at some young guns right now, they're going to lead the way after the LeBrons and the Kawhis and the Paul Georges, the Hardens and the Westbrooks. I mean, he's in that group, but has more than just basketball skill. I think you'll hear that today is leadership skills. And but beyond just the team as well, it's league wide, and he wants to make a difference in his legacy. I was impressed, and I think you'll hear a lot of interesting comments this morning. He talked for about nearly 25 minutes, and to just a few reporters. It was early, but it was good. He also hands really I think talks right to the Jazz about expectations. And the importance of having Bogdanovich healthy and the fact Favors does have a role, an important one again, after being gone for a year. So I feel like he thinks, you know, despite the fact that the buzzsaw at times in the Western Conference, the Jazz are in good shape. I wouldn't expect him to say anything else, but of course he said also we've got to be careful with injuries, which are hard to predict, but also be smart about COVID when we start to travel again. And, you know, Hans, today is what, the 27th? I'm waiting for a schedule. I'm hearing we may have a preseason game within a two-week period, and camp opens next week. You know, it's just going to be strange. It's going to be day-to-day. And I think you're going to see, like in the NFL and college, you know, football and basketball, there's going to be some games that are canceled. I mean, let's be prepared for that. But the league hopes that two- or three-week break they have in February will be an opportunity that if you have to make up games, that will be at least a window to try to fit in a few games here and there. So I'm excited to get it going. I really am. And I'm glad Bogey's healthy, and I'm anxious to see Faves back just because of the hands and the pick and roll. You read the tweets, right, with Joe. Those two have a great combination, that sixth sense, and I think you'll see that used quite a bit. But how many minutes he plays, Hans, I don't have a clue in what Quinn's plan is now with his return. But the Jazz have some weapons. And with Jordan Clarkson back, too, let's play. Let's see what happens.
I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited because I just want to kind of paint this picture for Jazz fans from my perspective. So you got Jordan Clarkson and his scoring ability off the bench. You got Bogdanovich and what he brings at the perimeter and creatively as well, offensively altogether. You got Mike Conley, who I think in a contract year and was showing good faith to the Utah Jazz and what he wants to do here as a Utah Jazz member. And I can't remember how many times throughout the regular season before it was canceled and then getting back into the bubble, I thought to myself, man, I'd love to see Derek Favors with these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably 20, 30 times, Bowler.
I'll tell you a story. When we were in New Orleans last year, Faves and the love that he has for this fan base, but his teammates, and he and I were talking. I said, Faves, what do you think, man? You coming back someday? And I was kind of like poking him and having some fun. He goes, oh, yeah. You know, I know why I had to move on, but I'll be back. And I thought, dude, it'd be great. And, you know, he was kind of, you know, and he always ends, as you know, with an interview. Appreciate it. Appreciate that. And I love Derek. It's hard not to. And you can tell by the way the reaction to right on Twitter with fans and also his teammates.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Guys love him. And so, you know, again, I think the pick and roll, his hands are incredible. Rebounding, I think we'll get offensive rebounds, a few more with Faves playing at the rim. But also, he's not a three-point shooter, even though he told us in this Zoom call we had a couple of days ago that he wasn't asked to shoot the three. He didn't shoot it well with the Pelicans. He still thinks he has, on occasion, the ability. But again, he's really solid, still can separate the floor a bit, hands, as you know, with the 15-foot jump shot straight away or off the edge a little bit. So, any big who can still take it outside a bit, maybe not totally a three-point line, but a 15-footer, still opens up space for a Clarkson, for a Donovan, for a Conley. So, again, I think that's an important role he's going to play too.
Well, Buller, we sure appreciate you on a post-Thanksgiving Friday. We appreciate you coming on for a few minutes. And
absolutely. I'm going to eat.
Yeah, go get it. Go get it, man. Go get round four. Round five,
yeah,
go get it.
Nah, the gravy is the thing that kind of pulls me, you know, in there again. I don't know what it is, man, but it's tasty. So.
Well, it's you know what? Nobody will judge you for getting a spoon and eating it like it's chicken broth. Just, I mean, go pure gravy.
Not the healthiest thing in the world, but, you know, I guess it's a spoon and gravy. Oh, man.
Yeah, get after it.
I got
maybe a saltine cracker.
Yeah. Hey, you know, now with Scotty doing his thing with the Aggies in South Dakota, you know, he basically just took over the show. So there's no reason that he just can't take it from here. So,
yep, absolutely. Hey, you know. Buller, thank you so much for everything you do for us. We appreciate
you. Oh,
you're
the best, pal. I appreciate you. And we'll see you soon. Jazz Nation, it's nearly time to buckle up. Let's do it.
There you go. That's the buckle up that we all look forward to coming up shortly as the Utah Jazz get ready for camp next week. And, of course, we'll get you ready for all that here on 97.5 1280 The Zone as well. Hanging out at Built Bar with Brenna and talking about some of these new flavors that Built Bar is putting out there. Everybody gets a first opportunity to try this white chocolate dipped cookies and cream.
It's amazing.
It is perfection.
Yeah, it really is. The creaminess, I can't even, like, describe.
So I have a major chocolate addiction, and I have before sat in front, like, I've gone into a convenience store and sat in front of their chocolate bar display for, like, 10 minutes, like, where do I go?
The indecision, right?
Yeah, like, do I want a whatchamacallit or a Twix or a Snickers? Or,
yeah.
You know, you're going right down the list. And I'm telling you, and I'm not even kidding you, and everybody, I'll put you to this challenge. If this white chocolate dipped cookies and cream protein bar was sitting in the middle of that, I would pick that bar
over all of them. That is a statement.
I really would. It's creamy. It has a great sugary filling, but I know I'm not eating all the sugar, this horrible sugar. It's got that really great creamy white chocolate that mixes in with the cookies and cream. Mm-hmm. And then I know I'm getting 16, 17 grams
of protein.
I know I'm like 4 or 5 net carbs.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
It's
this bar is insane.
I know. It's great for pre-workout, post-workout. I know you talked about using it post-workout, right?
Yes.
Meal replacement. I use it for like a good bribery for my kids when they're melting down in the car. I'm like, here, have some chocolate.
Yeah, this
and they love
chocolate.
It. Yeah. They're like, candy?
Anything that's chocolate.
Yes, exactly. So I absolutely love these.
So you've got an opportunity to get a box of these white chocolate cookies and creams bar or the white chocolate salted caramel. These are a couple of new bars that have been released. And they're going to get something along with it, and they're going to get a huge discount. Talk about what Black Friday is bringing them.
Yes, so exciting. So Black Friday is bringing two new flavors, white chocolate cookies and cream, white chocolate salted caramel. And then with any purchase, you get two free candy cane brownie bars. And the candy cane brownie is also a new flavor. So you could try all three new flavors. You can get your favorite flavor. And then on top of that, 25% off for Black Friday. Plus, we're hooking you guys up with an extra discount if you use promo code ZONE.
Okay, I want to make this challenge out to every one of our listeners.
Yes.
Whether you're a husband that has a wife that enjoys working out and eating healthy, or a wife that has a husband that likes to work out, eat healthy.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this as the challenge. Make this a Christmas gift for them.
Yes, a stocking stuffer even.
A stocking stuffer, yeah. Or, you know, just wrap the whole box or two boxes and get a couple for the family. Maybe get a box and individually you can put those Built Bars in stockings. And
yes, genius.
I'm just telling you, I'm giving you full heads up. The Black Friday deal is going away by Monday.
Yeah.
We're going to have a Cyber Monday deal, but it's not what the Black Friday deal
right,
is.
Right, it's different.
So you've only got today and tomorrow and Sunday to take advantage of the Black Friday deal.
Yeah.
Go to BuiltBar.com. As Brenna mentioned, you're going to get the 25% off. You're going to get the additional percentage interest or percentage off when you use promo code ZONE, and get a couple of boxes.
Yeah.
And gift them out. If you got friends, maybe it's a collective, maybe a group of guys that works out on a Saturday morning together.
Yeah.
Get your buddies a box of these Built Bars.
Yeah, they really are amazing.
They're so good. I promise you're going to love the flavor. You won't find a protein bar that's better. BuiltBar.com. That's the Black Friday deal, 25% off plus the extra percentage off when you use promo code ZONE at checkout. That's BuiltBar.com. More Hans and Scotty coming up. You're going to hear from Donovan Mitchell next.
The Zone Sports Network is Utah's number one choice for sports radio in Utah. From DJ and PK to Hans and Scotty and The Big Show with Gordon Monson and Jake Scott, The Zone continues to dominate the competition. Thank you to all of you that continue to make The Zone Sports Network Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports station. Your home for the best coverage of the teams you're passionate about is right here. 97.5 1280 The Zone. In the Zone Sports Network.
Bullfrog Spas has unheard of Black Friday pricing. Custom order the Bullfrog Spa of your dreams and save up to $6,000 off MSRP on the popular A-Series models. You want a hot tub sooner? Well, we got a limited number of inventory spas that are available today only. That's Friday, November 27th. Only today at our factories. Visit the Bullfrog Factory stores in Salt Lake, Orem, Harriman, North Ogden, Layton, Springville, Logan, and Bluffdale. You've got one in your area. Get out there and look at these Black Friday deals. If you've ever wanted a spa, now is the time. Donovan Mitchell, his new extension, and, of course, one of the more dominant forces on this Utah Jazz roster, addressed the media in a press conference that was spectacular. Absolutely great press conference. We want you to hear from Donovan now.
Hey, Don, good to see you. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you. Good to see you.
I was just wondering if you could just tell us how important it was for you to get the extension taken care of right off the bat. And also why it was that I know some fans are curious to know why it was that you were pushing so much for that player option on the fifth year.
Yeah. First off, you know, I'm blessed and honored to be in a position to have this extension. For me, you know, I'm really looking forward to getting with these guys, you know, getting JC in favor, big pieces. Ready to get going. You know, we felt like we had a great bubble. I mean, solid bubble, you know, things we did really well as a group. And, you know, that was without Boyan. Now we add Boyan to the piece. We bring Fave back. JC's coming back. I think we have, you know, good pieces to make a real push for this thing. And, you know, it's funny, as far as the extension talk and all that, the player option stuff, for me, biggest thing, man, is just being in a position to take care of my family. At the end of the day, that's, you know, I love this game, but I want to make sure my family is set first. And that's really it for me. Just making sure my family's set, because I'm trying to win championships. But at the end of the day, you know, I go back home to my mom, my sister, my dad, my family, and make sure everybody's good.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll go Sarah Todd, Deseret News.
Hey, Don. This might be a little bit of a weird question, but you're going to be getting significantly more money than you were on your last deal. And I'm wondering if you have any plans, like, is there something that you're planning on purchasing or something that you had in mind?
There are a few things in mind. I won't go in depth of what they are. I think, you know, the biggest thing I wanted to do, you know, now that I've done so many different things, you know, off the floor as far as giving back, you know, I'm in a position now where I can, you know, do things on a higher level as far as, you know, giving to kids, maybe going to colleges, you know, who can't afford it, giving back to schools, giving back to kids who can't even afford, you know, groceries or different things. So I think that's really where my focus is at. Like I said, take care of my family to start, but also take care of others. You know, like I said, it's a lot, you know, and I'm blessed to be in this position. But, you know, I do know that I'm not going to just change up who I am. I'm going to continue to do what I've been doing. And as far as giving back and, you know, whether it's to my sister or to someone in need, I'm just going to continue to do that. But, you know, I can't really tell you what, you know, the big purchase is going to be yet. I have some ideas, but we'll see.
Ryan Miller, KSL.
Hey, Don, I'm just curious, considering where you were drafted, where you were kind of projected to be in this league, what does it mean to you to be considered a max player in the NBA?
It's an honor, you know, but it doesn't stop there for me. You know, I think, like I said, this is a blessing. You know, this is life changing for myself and my family. But for me, you know, I look at it as, you know, we lost in the last, we blew a 3-1 lead this year. You know, I look at it for myself as we need to find a way to get over that hump in the first round, find a way to push and get to a championship. That's really on the forefront of my brain. You know, I think, you know, now everybody, you know, everybody's kind of coming at me with, you know, how do you feel? How do you feel? At the end of the day, you know, we lost. And that's really where my head is at. Like, I'm not saying I'm not, you know, extremely humbled and blessed to have this opportunity. But now that, you know, my family, like I said, my family's taken care of, you know, now I'm really at a point where it's like we need to win. And find ways to do that. You know, like I said, we brought JC back, brought Fave back, got some great rookies in the draft. So for us, it's like, how do we win and how do we push forward? And that's really where I'm at mentally.
How about Tony Jones, The Athletic?
Hey, Don, when you look at this year, one of the questions that I think about is how's the turnaround for you guys? You guys last played in September and you guys are starting up in December. And, you know, as you head into training camp, what are the questions that linger for you guys as you guys head into camp on Tuesday?
I think, you know, for us, I think the biggest thing is making sure everybody's healthy. And when I say that, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's either injuries, it's possibly COVID, making sure we're good. You know, I think the biggest thing when guys were training was not over training. You know, we just, like you said, we stopped playing September 1st and we're now at, you know, about to be December 1st coming up soon. You know, so that's a quick turnaround, but you as hard as you work, you have to make sure, we had to make sure as all of us were taking care of our bodies, making sure we're staying safe, making sure we're doing things that don't deter us from our ultimate goal. So that's pretty much been the message. And the team has been great. Guys have been great. Oh, sorry. Can you guys see me? Sorry, I'm going to turn my phone on. Do not disturb. Okay, there we go. But no. So I think, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, not deterring from that ultimate goal, which is to get a championship. And I said, I think our mindset's in the right place as a team. You know, we have a lot of things we can definitely improve on. We have a lot of things we did well and guys stepped up big time. And it's all about development, but also taking care of ourselves, making sure we're in, our bodies are right. Because like you said, it is a quick turnaround. It's going to be it's obviously a shortened season, but you know, there's more back to backs. So there's so many different things that play into it. We just got to make sure we're ready to go.
We'll go with Ben Anderson, KSL Sports.
Donovan, so often NBA players talk about trying to get to that second contract, you know, out of their rookie deal and the pressure they feel just to get there. What was that like for you hanging over your head? And now that it is done, how do you see yourself changing or feeling differently?
Quite frankly, Ben, to be honest with you, I wouldn't say it was necessarily hanging over my head because at the end of the day, you know, I'm in a position where, as y'all know, I've said this to y'all before, like when I got drafted and to do what I did my rookie year, I was, you know, in shock, to be honest with you. A lot of guys say I dreamt of it, but I didn't expect it all to happen so fast. For me, it was like, I'm just going to continue to do what got me here. You know, I'm going to continue to be the same person, same player, same work ethic, and everything else will kind of just fall into place. And if it doesn't, that's how it's meant to be. If it does, then, you know, that's God's decision. You know, God has a plan, and I'm just following it and continuing to do things that, you know, have allowed me to get to this point. I will say it's a stress relief. I'll tell you that, you know, it's something that you definitely can sit back and, you know, breathe. You know, it's definitely one of those moments, but, you know, as long as, you know, myself and my teammates and my coaches, we're all putting the work in, we're all going to reap the benefits from what the work we put in. And that's been my mindset as a rookie. You know, it's obviously been talks about it since my rookie year, since my second year, and even last year. But, you know, at the end of the day, as long as you put the work in, you'll reap the benefits from it. And this is just another example of that.
Great. We'll go with Eric Woodyard, ESPN.
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, E?
Two-part question for you, man. Obviously, I look at your draft class and you look at, you know, it's been a couple other max guys. You know, what do you think about your draft class? Do you guys have an opportunity to go down as one of the NBA's best? And the second part, you've been one of the guys in the league that have been so interactive with fans, you know, giving out shoes and things of that nature. Will, you know, what's your thoughts on returning with fans? You guys are one of the team. And, like, will that change your interaction with fans at all? Because you have had coaches.
So I answer the first question first. I think, you know, I talked to Bam, Fox, JT, and, you know, they're kind of in the same place I am. It's like we're blessed, but we're ready to go, you know, and I think that just is a testament to not just us four, but the guys in our draft class, man. We're never, like, not satisfied. You know, I think we, like I said, if we continue to put the work in, who knows, you know, what may come from it. You know, as long as we continue to do what we're doing, myself, first time also this year, Bam, JT, Fox is, you know, doing his thing. Bam's made the finals. JT's made the conference finals. I've been in the playoffs each year. So just trying to find ways, you know, to better ourselves. I think we do have an opportunity to be really talented as a draft class. And it's a deep draft class, you know, from top to bottom. You know, you look at, you know, Josh Hart, who went late in the first round. You got Kuz down there too. So there's so many guys, you know, in our draft class that's doing a pretty good thing. So at the end of the day, I think we have just a group of guys in that class who's just ready to continue working and, you know, possibly the best players that they can. And that's been I've played with these guys in high school. And so I've known them for pretty much my whole life, basically. And now we're in a position where we're making money, playing for our families, playing for our fans, and possibly trying to win a championship so we could possibly do big things. And as far as your second question, what was it again?
I was just saying, you know, you guys are going to be one of the teams that's going to have fans, you know, around. And with you being so interactive, what is your thoughts on fans returning and, like, will it change your interaction at all?
I think a little bit, you know, not in a negative way, just a matter of staying safe. You know, I think, like I said, the NBA wouldn't have put this plan together and we wouldn't have agreed to it if it wasn't, you know, safe. You know, we did a great job with the bubble, and I think this will be something that, you know, we'll do what we feel is safe, and that's just the PA and the NBA. But I think it will change a little bit, obviously, with, you know, I would love giving back in as much as I do, but at the end of the day, if I happen to get or be around it, we're shut down for a week. You know, that's a week out of the season, and this isn't football where you can, you know, we play once a week. We're playing twice, three, maybe four times a week. And those are four games that at the end of the day, come playoff time, you know, you miss those four games, you never know what may happen, especially in this loaded conference in the West. So you got to be careful, got to be cautious. But at the end of the day, if it's safe, you know, I'm glad we're one of the teams to have fans, and, you know, it'd be great to play in front of the home crowd.
Good luck this year, man. Congrats again, too.
Thanks, E.
Yeah.
Next up, we'll have David Locke, Jazz Radio.
Donovan, congratulations. I got an on-court, off-court for you. So on-court, you obviously exploded offensively in the bubble. How has that kind of altered the way you've trained between now and then and how you feel about your game and what you're capable of? And then off court, it seems, you know, you and Jalen and maybe CJ have taken kind of the young guy's role on social issues moving forward and social injustice. Do you see that, you know, as a major part of the legacy of your career as you move forward here?
Yeah. So your first part was about offensively training in the summer. Is that what you said, or fall?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's weird to say, but as far as, you know, the biggest thing I noticed, you know, I was able to just play with more pace. Play, when I say with pace, you know, everybody thinks, you know, I'm explosive, I'm quick. Being able to slow myself down, slow the game down, that happens in a variety of ways. You know, being on the ball a little bit more, you know, knocking down the three ball really helped it expand my game. It allowed me to get into the paint, make the right reads, and not just, you know, scoring. Everybody saw, you know, the 50-point games or whatever, but what I saw was I was making plays that it's not even just scoring, but finding guys, putting guys in position to score, doing the same thing for others that I hadn't done in my first 3 years, or two and a half, whatever you want to call it. So for me, that was really the jump that I saw and I can continue to make, you know, the decision making, getting into the paint, finding guys, being able to run the floor so Mike has a lane to get open, being able to pick it up on the defensive end, you know, guarding Jamal in game seven. That's a challenge that I'm, you know, starting to get back to and willing to take, because that's where I attended. That's why I got drafted. But that's where I think, you know, those strides for myself will continue, and I'll continue to push myself to be there. But, you know, offensively, I think the biggest thing was being able to knock down the three ball off the dribble. I think, I don't know what my percentages are, but I think that's what really helped me and allowed me to get into the paint and make plays for others. And then as far as off the court, I think for me, you know, that's the moment in history where we had in the bubble was one of the biggest, if we'll go down as one of the biggest moments in history of this country and in the world. And, you know, for me, you know, starting off the year with having COVID to coming down and doing what I've been doing is just something for me, like that's the legacy I want to leave. You know, championships are great. Games are great. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm a Black man first. And that's the legacy I want to be able to tell my kids, look, your dad was a part of this. Your dad was a part of that. Being able to show them that this game is great. This game has allowed my family to live the way we live. But at the end of the day, it doesn't hide you from being Black. It doesn't hide you from this injustice of the world. And so for myself, I know Jalen and CJ, the two guys you mentioned, are big on this as well. At the end of the day, that's what it's really about. You know, at the end of the day, basketball goes away in about 10, 15 years if you have a long career. But at the end of the day, I'm still a Black man. There's certain things that there's just injustice in this world that I won't, that people on this call that you, like you, Lock, that you don't go through. And I don't mean to call, single you out, but like there's just certain things that people, you know, don't understand. And I'm trying to be the catalyst and one of the people who start things and just kind of show people and educate people on the injustices so we can improve as a country. And if I can go down and tell my kids that that's what I did in this world, I would be very happy.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate it.
Next, we'll go to Andy Larson, Salt Lake Tribune.
Hey, Donovan. Wanted to ask, you know, do you anticipate your role changing next year? You know, you mentioned kind of maybe being more ball in hand. You know, what are your thoughts on that and how you kind of expect to change, you know, that part of your game and can continue to evolve?
Oh, I don't think it'll change that much. I think, you know, the biggest thing, there are times, you know, where you look, we're looking for Bojan. I think that'll be a big piece, a big addition, a big relief on the offensive end, for sure. I think Mike and Joe can say the same thing, and JC, Rudy, I think we all can say the same thing. But for me, I think, you know, being able to just push the ball in transition, getting on the boards where we're just pushing, I'm pushing myself as opposed to just being the dominant ball handler. Because we have 4, 5, 6 ball handlers, guys who can bring the ball to the floor and initiate the offense. So for myself, just being able to be more active, you know, on the defensive end, allow me to push on the break, you know, being able to start a play and get Mike a shot, be able to get Joe a shot, Bojan a shot. I think that's where I elevated my game in the bubble, and I look to continue to do that this year. And it's going to take some figuring out, because when you add Bojan back, it's a different, you know, it's a different element, not in a bad way, but there's going to be some things we need to just figure out. And I think we'll take that much more of a leap when we do.
There you go, Donovan Mitchell in his press conference. We really appreciate him being willing to hold that press conference, a nice long one too, 20 minutes answering every question that came his way. And I think showing a lot of excitement to remain here in Salt Lake City and talking about the things that he's achieving and wants to do and the legacy he wants to live. And I do appreciate his take there. We're live at Built Bar hanging out with Brenna, and we are giving you an amazing opportunity to try a couple of new Built Bar flavors and an amazing opportunity to get 25% off your entire order at builtbar.com. So Brenna, I want to actually do this on air because I just had a good friend that texted me. He said, dude, where the heck is this Built Bar place? I need to try these bars. I was going to come in and buy some, but I can't find it anywhere. And their website does not have an address for it. That's because amazing. We don't want you to come here to buy them.
Yeah. You don't even have to leave your couch. Just hop online. If you have a smartphone, go to builtbar.com.
Talk about the shipping and the ordering. Is the... can you, is it quick? Will they get there before Christmas?
Yeah, most of my orders have been super quick. So I don't know with this Black Friday sale how many people are going to be ordering, but they are amazing back there and really work hard to get your orders fast, especially okay. if these are fresh. They're not sold out. So they should come quickly within the next couple of days.
That's great. So yeah. you can get your order quick. The shipping, of course, incredibly affordable. So yeah. everything is going to be packed up and sent to your home very quickly. You yes. don't even have to come down and buy it.
Yeah, don't have to leave your couch. You just hop online. So that's the convenience that I love.
And right now you're going to get 25% off for the Black Friday bargain and an additional percent off when you use promo code ZONE, correct?
Yep. Yeah, the Black Friday deal is really huge because there are two new flavors we've been talking about, the white chocolate cookies and cream and the white chocolate salted caramel, plus you get two free candy cane brownie bars with any order of any flavor, plus the 25% off and the additional discount with the promo code ZONE.
There's never been a better time to buy.
I know.
And there might not be. Now, Cyber Monday looks fun. Yeah. And I'm excited for Cyber Monday.
Yeah, but it is different than
But
Black
it is
Friday.
Different.
Yep.
It's different. The flavors are different, and the 25% off, it's different. So this is a limited time yeah. flavor, and I'm really frustrated about it because I really do. I kind of compared it to the McRib. The McRib yeah. goes away, and my heart's broke. When
I
the
know.
McRib comes, what I'll do is I'll buy three McRibs, and I'll take the McRib meat and stack them on each other.
Yes.
And I'll take all the pickles because I like a lot of pickles on
yes,
them.
Yes, love
and
pickles.
I have to kind of gourd myself on the McRib so I can be ready, you know, for it to go away.
Yes.
So that's what I'm going to do with the.
I know. We
got
to talk.
White chocolate.
We got to talk to Nick about
these are
making
the best.
It permanent.
These are the best.
Yeah, they really are.
You said that the white chocolate salted caramel is your favorite.
It is my favorite. I love to freeze them. I tried accidentally frozen. I left them in my car and then I bit into one. I was oh, this is kind of actually nice.
Really?
Yeah, because then the caramel, salted caramel, but the chocolate kind of melts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as it's frozen.
So good.
So try that too.
Okay, I'm going to try freezing a couple. But I want people to get out there and try these. I am telling you, my favorite bar by a country mile, and I'm telling you, it's better than a candy bar that you're going to try.
Yeah.
It's this white chocolate cookies and cream, 17 grams of protein, 4 or 5 net carbs,
yeah,
only 130 calories, and the flavor is absolutely incredible. And you don't have to go anywhere to buy them. Just open it up on your phone, builtbar.com, and don't forget promo code ZONE to take advantage of your 25% off and your extra percentage with your promo code ZONE. That's builtbar.com. Brenna, thank you.
Thank you.
More Hanson Scotty coming up.
This is DJ and PK.
Donovan Mitchell's media availability, his first availability since he signed a new contract extension.
I'm just going to continue to do what got me here. And I'm going to continue to be the same person, same player, same work ethic. As long as myself and my teammates and my coaches, we're all putting the work in, we're all going to reap the benefits from what the work we put in. When you're winning, everything else falls into place, and we have to win. That's what we have to do, and it's not just the regular season. We have to win. We need to win in the playoffs. We need to do things to put ourselves right there for the championship, and that's the ultimate goal.
At the end of your NBA career, it's going to be defined by winning. You can score points, you can have stats, but if you really want to be recognized at the level that he wants to be recognized, and I think that all players would love to be recognized at, it's about winning. So I love his emphasis on winning.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. You're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Bullfrog Spas has unheard of Black Friday pricing. Custom order the Bullfrog Spa of your dreams and save up to $6,000 off MSRP on the popular A-Series models. You want a hot tub sooner? Well, got a limited number in inventory of these spas that are available. That's today only, Friday, November 27th. That's it. And they're going to go fast. Get out to one of the Bullfrog Factory stores in Salt Lake, Orem, Harriman, North Ogden, Layton, Springville, Logan, and Bluffdale to look at these amazing models and these great prices. If you want a spa, go buy it on Black Friday. You're going to be blown away by the prices you're going to get a spa for. By the way, Lloyd Cole just announcing in my ear that we've got some breaking news coming from the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz announced today that the team has acquired cash considerations from the Cleveland Cavaliers in exchange for guard Rajon Tucker and a future second-round draft pick. Tucker appeared in 20 games with the Utah Jazz last year, posting averages of 3.1 points and one rebound in 8.1 minutes per game, also seeing action in two postseason games as well. So Rajon Tucker is on his way to be a Cleveland Cavalier, and the Utah Jazz are acquiring cash considerations. Just some breaking news coming out of the Utah Jazz front office. We are live at Built Bar. We're actually going to get out and talk some NFL here with Frank Schwab from Yahoo's Shutdown Corner momentarily. Excited to talk a little bit of NFL, but we're live at Built Bar, and we're giving you an amazing opportunity to get 25% off all products all weekend long. That's at BuiltBar.com. 25% off for Black Friday. Plus, don't forget to use the promo code to get an extra percent off. That's promo code ZONE at BuiltBar.com. You've heard me and Brenna talking about their amazing new flavors. The white chocolate cookies and cream. The white chocolate salted caramel. You've heard us talking about how these bars are actually good for you. In fact, I'm just looking at the back of one of these bars right here. See? Got it in my hands. I've already eaten two because they're so dang good. These white chocolate cookies and cream bars are so good. 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories in that real creamy white chocolate. Go to BuiltBar.com to take advantage of the 25% off for the Black Friday special. And don't forget promo code ZONE for your extra percent off. Frank Schwab, next.